Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it's only January, but maybe some folks are already daydreaming about what kind of tax refund they may be getting come spring. Now, the conventional wisdom says that the extra money may go to consumer items, a new couch or a television, perhaps. But a new study from J.P. Morgan Chase Institute finds that a lot of that money actually goes to something much more serious, your health. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi there, Ali.
Hey, Magna.
So this study found that spending on healthcare spikes 60% in the week after Americans get their tax refund. It's a huge number.
Yeah, it's very telling about the fact that healthcare and its affordability remain major, major problems. I mean, we in popular culture, we think of the tax refund as a windfall. It's not really a windfall. It's your money anyway that has been overpaid to the government. But the idea that most people who get this refund actually end up using it to cover healthcare expenses, it should be worrisome, and it increases the percentage, increases the lower your income. So if you're at the higher end of the income scale, only about 11% of people use their refund toward healthcare things. But this upwards of 60% is for people who are in the lower end of the income scale. It's a big problem.
And I'm seeing that the study finds that, to your point about income inequality, that people with only about $500 in their checking accounts increase their health spending by 220% in that time period. But that also means that perhaps they're waiting to get that health care until
right.
They have the money. Isn't that a problem?
Well, that's the bigger problem, right? It's not that you're paying down something that you bought on a credit card, for instance. One of the things that the study points out is that most of the money is being used on debit cards or electronic payments, which means people might actually be waiting, as you say, to get that treatment as opposed to paying down treatment they've already had. Now, from a preventative health, you know, one of the things, Magna, that we've been talking about for a year now is why the health care system in America costs so much more than other countries while achieving similar outcomes. And one of it is that Americans don't engage in preventative health care as much as they do. Our insurance system doesn't support it, but nor does this. If you can't afford health care, then you're getting what you can get when you have the money to get it, and you're not engaging in the preventative health care, which could end up preventing things like heart attacks, diabetes, and similar illnesses.
So, I mean, I take your point that, you know, maybe thinking about health care the same way we ought to think about retirement, like just constantly caring for it, is the way to do it. But on the other hand, I mean, a lot of folks are probably saying, well, with my deductibles and et cetera, I can't pay for it until I get the money back from the government.
Right. So two distinct problems. One is healthcare is too expensive in America and lots of people can't get it. So that's a problem that in theory the Affordable Care Act was supposed to fix. And it went some distance to fixing it, but it was an imperfect deal that is now on life support, if you will. The other issue is we don't have any infrastructure like IRAs and 401ks for healthcare. So while we should think about it that way, you should in your best earning years be putting aside money for when you have that. The infrastructure is not as robust as it is. It's not obvious to most people how you do that, and it's certainly not obvious to lower income people who don't have the extra money anyway. So this is the kind of things, these are the kind of things that when we're thinking about a just society, we have to start to think about, because again, the least among us are the ones most affected.
A couple quick seconds, Ali, but you don't think health savings account would be a good analogy there?
Well, they're good because they're sort of triple tax free. The money's invested pre-tax. There's no tax on the interest or when the money's taken out. It is not utilized as well as it should be. It's one of the bright stars in the story, but it's not enough.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Thank you so much.
Bye.